Good morning. It's 7:40 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, and it's time for a legislative update. We have Representative Doug Blex on the phone. So, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Well, good. It's kind of nice to see a little bit of cool weather and a little bit of rain, at least washed the dust off of the grass. I noticed my cows were out grazing a little bit this morning, and they're probably enjoying eating something that doesn't have a lot of dust on it, or hopefully something there. There's not much air, but we're still suffering a lot, but it is getting into the cooler weather, and hopefully that pattern will change.
Absolutely. I know that rain is welcome, and looks like I just checked the rain gauge, 1.4 inches of rain. I don't know how accurate that thing is, but we'll take anything that we can get here. So, yes, very good. So, I know we've been talking about this a little bit on the station, but the new proposed highway here in southeast Kansas, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think, that's going to be a legislative priority, hopefully, this session to get our southern part of our state maybe on an equal playing ground with the northern part. The I-70 corridor that's across the northern part of Kansas has seen a lot of development over the years, and certainly southeast Kansas, as we well know, has had a lot of suffering from, lack of business. People want to move out and just can't find the jobs and maybe people to work those jobs. So I think it's kind of a bold plan. It's really been needed for a lot of years, and hopefully we can put that together. And ironically, a lot of those parts are already put together. Would be a development of a four-lane highway that would go from Wichita to Dodge City and say over to Parsons and connect I-44 into Oklahoma as well as going into Missouri. So I think that'll be a big player, and particularly when you look at our soybean department, soybean crushing plants is starting to come on groundbreaking is going on, and construction on that be a huge asset for southeast Kansas. And when Kansas Department of Transportation purchased and developed 400, the right-of-way for a four-lane is already purchased, so all the way to at least Parsons. So that will be a really tremendous asset, as far as timeline to get the highway started. So I think all we have to do is make that a priority. And certainly there's a Hilmer Cheese plant out at Dodge City that is a big deal for that area. So if we can connect those two areas across that southern quarter of Kansas, I think it'll be a fantastic economic opportunity for at least the southern part of our state, certainly my district, House District 12, that goes almost all the way to Park City and Winfield. So it will be a good deal, and hopefully we can get that done. I think the money, it just needs to be prioritized, and we're doing a lot more emphasis on our road system, and that's a good deal.
Representative Blexus Brian with KGGF News. When Senator Peck was here, he was saying that the biggest obstacle is going to be getting our finances straight on how we're going to pay for not only this highway project, but others in the future. We kind of went away from, and also Attorney General Derek Schmidt touched on this, went away from what we used to do as far as, taking our money from gasoline and the tax we have on it and exclusively using it for roads. Are we going to do something similar to that?
Well, we're going to have to. And obviously, I've always been a strong supporter. And, if you earmark something for a particular project or a particular activity, it needs to be honored. And we certainly need to stop robbing and sweeping. I guess they call it sweeping. Basically, they'll take money from one agency and use it to pay.
I like your term better. Rob is more like it.
Yeah, I do too. That's exactly right. Because the public deserves to have transparency. And when we say we're going to increase the tax or increase a fee on something, whether that be sales or gasoline tax, then it needs to be dedicated to the road. The public, I think, at all levels, whether that be city government, county government, we need to tell people this is what it's for and not use that money except for for that purpose. I think that gives some credibility.
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of taxes, Representative Peck was certainly kind of disappointed that his tax holiday for you know, back to school items and things like that, the weekend that he would like to get you know, pushed into legislation, didn't pass again. And I really, you know, it's not just the sales tax. I see that we're losing, as a border county here, a whole lot of business to Oklahoma that has their sales tax holiday before school starts. And it's that business could be kept here in Kansas, even though, you know, the state wouldn't see that money right away in the form of sales tax, you know, revenue. We're certainly going to see it as far as building up the business and helping the economy here, especially in Southeast Kansas.
And I couldn't agree more. Certainly, with inflation, it's even more important this year that we have a sales tax, you know, certainly back to school, a certain time, supplies. Everything seems to be off the chart as far as prices. You know, even a point where we actually should maybe do the same similar thing, a short-term tax holiday on employers who's paying unemployment tax.
Mm.
When we have jobs, we want hiring signs at almost every door, and those small business owners are suffering in that area. And
that's a fantastic idea.
Kansas is about the 17th worst state in terms of taxes, and particularly on our retirees. And
yeah, that's why they're moving out. I mean, they're going other places.
Exactly. We lost 5,000, almost 5,200 at our last census. And not only is that young people, that's retirees. You know, when you come to work in a state, and if the retirement tax status is not favorable, there's a good chance you're not going to stay. And
no,
we forget one very important thing. When a person that works all their life has a savings account, no matter what size, that once they leave and move to another state, that wealth goes with them. That
forever.
Could be a couple $100,000, may move to Oklahoma or Texas, a little more tax-friendly state, and people don't realize that, plus the loss of the bank, money out of the bank, and potential jobs there. So it's critical that we get our retirees, particularly, in a favorable tax status to where, you know, we don't tax the Social Security benefits. Certainly there's some benefits for military pensions and in-service state pensions, but, you know, 401Ks, annuities, all that's taxed. And I see it constantly, you know, going to church and seeing people that's been there in service for years, it's in the retirement age, all of a sudden say, well, we're moving to Oklahoma. Hmm. And I've asked, that's the point I ask why, and it's obviously two major reasons, you know, property tax on our vehicles and property taxes on our houses. So that is a huge factor.
Yeah, it's something we've got to address. Otherwise, it's just going to continue to get worse.
It is.
Yeah, and with the increased cost of living, too, this is probably not a great time to retire. And so a lot of the retirees, you know, they're just doing what they can to be able to squeeze a few extra bucks, you know, out of their 401Ks, pensions, all that sort of thing. I think what you're talking about, it all makes sense.
Yeah, those are going to be priority for our, you know, our legislation. And certainly if we have, you know, it's an election year and things, certainly can change, and we've operated with a Democratic governor and a Senate and a representative groups with both heavy Republicans. So it's been a somewhat of a battle, and the fact that it takes 84 votes in the House and 27 in the Senate to override a veto. So if we elected a Republican governor, Derek Schmidt, for example, you know, that's 63 votes to get the very same thing that might have taken 84 to override a veto.
Right. Okay.
All right, well, we're talking with Kansas House District 12 Representative Doug Blex. Mr. Blex, anything else you'd like to discuss this morning?
Well, it's an election year, and, you know, certainly want people engaged to be sure that you become informed. We had a huge turnout in our recent primary election, primarily because of the value of them both, but it's really good to see people get engaged. And the one way you can do that is certainly look at your candidates. And we have a lot of internet capability now. Kansas Ethics Commission requires candidates as well as incumbents to file reports. And you can go to that website, and you can actually look at who's supporting and how they're getting their money. Mm. And that tells you a lot about a candidate.
Follow the money.
How they lean and who supports them.
Follow the money. That's the way you always find your answers.
Follow the money. Follow the money is a good situation. And you know, you know the ones that's been in there, the incumbents, you know they have a record. They have a voting record. But I think we have right now looking at a potential of about 44, 45 new legislators.
Wow.
When I went in 6 years ago, that was about what we had, around 45, 46. And so there's going to be a lot of new faces that don't quite understand how the process works. And
sometimes that's a good thing, though.
What I found out, you can't train for that job because there's no other place that conducts business.
No, that's true.
So it's kind of interesting. It's kind of deer in the headlights. Look, from a fire hose your first year, you know, boy, what did I sign up for type thing.
All right. Well, Representative Blex, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. Any final thoughts?
Well, like I say, keep engaged. And it's kind of nice to see the cool weather. I went to a teeny football game last night. I have a grandson, seventh grade playing, and they played Eureka. And it was kind of nice to sit in the football stadium, and the air was cool. And hopefully that's a good sign that fall's coming for us. So, We ask you to keep engaged, and may God bless everybody, and stay safe out there.
All right. Well, thank
Amen.
You, sir. Yep, we appreciate it. That was Representative Doug Blex, Kansas House District 12. Appreciate you coming on this morning. And we'll continue. We got Fox News coming up here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Also, a look at your morning weather.